Hello, friends. Welcome to the Lug Life Podcast. My name is Adam.
My name is Sherry.
Sherry Beth, what episode is this?
120.
It sure is. We've started a bit of a tradition. Now, I have a question. How many times do you have to do something before it's a tradition?
Three times.
Okay, three times. Let's call it a tradition. So what we do is when we start the episode, we tell you what number it is. And then before we get started recording, I look up a fun fact about that number.
Yeah, or so, I make up one.
Or you, wait, did you make up one?
I did.
What'd you make up?
We did like the addition thing.
Last week. Mm-hmm. I forgot about that. You did make that up. This week, though, we have one I think that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
120 is the age that Moses died.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we read, I'm very curious to know if this is true. Any of our Jewish listeners says, in Jewish tradition, to wish someone a long life, one would say live until 120.
Yeah.
Because that's how old Moses was. When he kicked the 120-year-old bucket.
It feels like a long time to live.
120? Mm-hmm. Would you want to live to be 120 years old?
I don't know. I feel like at some point you'd just be like, there's not really anything you can do. I don't know.
My thing is
it's
like...
the quality of life thing.
I was just going to say that. There are some days that I'm like, I don't know that I want to see 60. And... So I'm like, that's like half. That's only half of 120.
Okay, well, you're only 16 years away from that, love.
That, just so you know, that's the rudest thing you have said to me in our entire marriage, that I am that close to
I'm
that old.
I'm not wrong.
Ugh.
You turned 44 yesterday.
How dare you?
I know.
Okay, so we have a topic this week that I think is going to be, I think, pretty fun. So we recorded a podcast, this was a while ago, that was basically, what would we do if you won the lottery? If you won the lottery, what would you spend money on?
Yeah, like what are like the, I think it was more like the big ticket things, like what would we blow our money on?
And when the reality is, when you ask somebody like, hey, if you won the lottery, what would you buy? They always name first the big ticket things.
Yeah.
It's always new house, new cars, jet, huge vacations.
Yeah.
It's always big things. This week, we are going to take a little bit of a twist on that idea. Mm-hmm. If you, let's say, won the lottery, let's say became independently wealthy, but to the point where money was not a concern for you.
Yeah.
What are small things, like little luxuries that you would spend your money on? These are not big things.
Nope.
In fact, these are things that many of you may already be splurging on. And if you are, I think that's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, like, good for you. But these, like, for us, this is just like, because we do live on a budget and we have a limited income, there are things that we don't allow ourselves to have.
Well,
or do.
Yeah. But there are things on this list that we have in the past done and used.
Yeah.
But we have eliminated because of money.
Right. Because our. Some income went away, or for whatever reason, we just decided we didn't need it, and things that we would bring back, or things that we would add to our life.
And
little luxuries.
Little luxuries that we wouldn't even think twice about if money was not an option.
Yeah.
And you guys, these are all over the board.
These are all over the board, and some of them are just completely ridiculous, but this is what we would do.
This is what we do. And we will tell you if this is an Adam thing, a Sherry thing, or a both thing.
Yep.
The first thing is a both thing.
Yep.
That is, we would have a house cleaner, and the house cleaner would do two things. The house cleaner would come in weekly for kind of that, just the ongoing upkeep, and then monthly for deep cleaning.
Yeah.
Now, full confession, we actually used to have a house cleaner come in, I think, every other week. Is that right?
I want to say every other week. She was fantastic.
Oh my God. You guys, when she moved out of Alaska... We grieved.
Well, and it was really funny because it took us probably 3 months to like get back in the groove of actually cleaning our own house because we forgot how to. Like we depended on her so much and she was so good and we just it honestly got to the point where like our bathroom was so gross that we were like, oh my God, we have to clean our bathroom.
Or the state's gonna take our house. Like someone's gonna come
they're
in.
They're gonna come and take Mizzy.
This is not fit for a cat.
But it was bad.
It's the deep cleaning thing.
Yeah.
I think that we have gotten really good at the upkeep.
I agree with that.
But it's still the deep clean. Like the other day we were putting new caulk like in our bathroom around the shower and I saw our baseboards and I was just like,
huh. Right, because we don't clean, like we don't deep clean. We keep everything livable.
Yep. Completely.
Like, we don't live in squalor. Like, our house is, for the most part, like, visitor ready at all times. But, like, there's just that deep cleaning that we just don't ever do.
Money was no object. We're for sure hiring
100%.
All right, the second one, this is just an Adam thing. Well, it's mostly an Adam thing.
It's mostly an Adam thing. I have like two.
So I have, you know, a number of dress shirts, a number of work shirts that I wear. And back when I had a more corporate job in the hotel industry, I would get my shirts dry cleaned often. So I'd get them professionally pressed, cleaned, all that kind of stuff. I stopped doing that just because the cost, it's a few dollars a shirt. And I just, you know, wash them here.
And but, because you kind of quit wearing them like daily. Like,
yeah,
you were,
often.
Yeah, it wasn't often that you were wearing them.
Exactly. However, I have some shirts that I don't wear because like the collar folds a little bit, or like along the button line, it gets a little bit wrinkled or creased. I would have my nice shirts pressed professionally after every wear.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, we both know how to iron.
Yep.
We both just absolutely loathe it. We don't even own an ironing board.
No.
We own an iron and a towel on the table.
That's right.
Because we just really hate ironing. And so if it really is a shirt that needs to be ironed, we will just not wear it.
But it feels, and here's the thing. This is the crazy thing, is that if I was to go through my closet and take all of the shirts that right now do need to be pressed, I bet I would spend $25 or $30. Right. It is a minuscule amount.
It's a minuscule amount.
But it feels...
And honestly, I think I have two. I have two shirts that I just tend to avoid wearing because I don't want to have to iron them every time.
But it's like $25 or $30 that we don't have to spend.
Right.
Which is so... It's so dumb. And here's what I want you to hear as you're listening to this. The reality is we could cut back on... Sherry, don't slap me. Books, we could cut back on.
Whoa.
Don't slap me again. Coffee, we could cut back on. Literally a whole bunch of...
I like that you're telling me the things that I would need to cut back on.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to say things I need to cut back on. That's just ridiculous. What are you, crazy? But like we could, like that money is nothing. It's
right.
It's more than one meal out.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
That we just stop doing, we'd have money. But it just feels like such a small luxury that we just don't do.
Yeah.
Now, the next one, this is all you.
Well, yeah, because...
Well, I'm believing I was going to say it.
Rude. I would get my Minky eyelashes back. So
tell us what they are.
Oh, gosh. So probably 8 years ago,
mm-hmm.
I got eyelashes professionally put on.
Yep.
Each glued to an existing eyelash that just extended my eyelashes.
And they were made of mink.
And they were made of mink fur.
What?
And they looked completely natural. I didn't have to wear makeup. Like, it was phenomenal. And I loved them. And I had to get them done every 3 weeks to maintain. Because usually, like, the 2.5 week mark, they were falling out.
Yep.
And getting a little sparse. And so, 3 weeks. And it just, that was a budget thing. That was...
Because how much were they?
$75, I think.
But I think you were getting, like, a friend
but
discount.
But I was getting the friend discount. So, I think it's a lot more than that. Were I to go back now. But yeah, at the time it was $75 every 3 weeks, and it was a budget thing for us. So you asked me honestly, like, hair or eyelashes, like, which one do you want to keep maintaining? And I said hair.
You chose the one that is very much more expensive.
Correct. But I did get rid of the $75 every 3 weeks.
Yeah, that was during a job change time.
Yep.
When our
yep.
budget took a huge hit, and it was like, oh God.
We can't afford all of this.
I will say the mink eyelashes looked unbelievable, though.
I know. And they were so, it was so nice. Like, I could wear eyeliner if I wanted to. I didn't ever have to wear mascara. It was so nice.
So that would if money's no object, you're going in, you have a standing appointment, getting your minky eyelashes done.
Yep. Yep.
It's a pretty good one, actually.
I know. I miss them.
The next one is exclusively... Oh, and just so you know, the reason I don't have to do that is I have amazing eyelashes.
Ugh, we all know.
It would drive Sherry crazy. She'd go spend all this money to get her eyelashes, and she'd come back, and I'd be like, man, they look really good. I mean, they're still not as long as mine, but they look really good.
Well, that was the thing. Like, I didn't get, like, the really long ones. Like, they looked natural.
Yeah, they really
did. They just extended my eyelashes, because my natural eyelashes are not... long, and so they just extended my eyelashes a little bit.
Yeah.
Enough to make it look like I had nice full long eyelashes.
They were amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So how about when we win the lottery?
Minkies
approved.
back.
The next one is 100% me. This is me and me only.
And this is one that I laughed at you. I literally just laughed at you.
You laughed out loud when I told you this.
I sure did.
But this is so real on my list. Like, this is not a joke on my list. And I, please, please, please tell me there's other people out there that are like that. So I...
Justin Zachman.
Yeah. Here's the thing. It's just me and Justin. I love white sneakers. Like, a pair of white sneaks, love them. Mm-hmm. Here's the problem.
You wear them once.
Probably everyone. Not necessarily, not once, but you wear them a few times, especially in Alaska, certain times of the year, and that crisp white sneaker look is gone. And there's no getting it back. Like, you can clean it and, like, extend the life a little, but the lifespan on white sneakers when they are that crisp white is like, oh, that's a nice pair of kicks. Like, it is very short. I would buy new white sneakers whenever my white sneakers lost that crisp white sneaker look.
So, like, weekly.
Here's the thing. Certainly monthly.
If you knew that you could just replace them, you would wear them more often. Because I know you don't wear your white sneakers
100%.
As often as you probably want to, because they do lose their shine. And you, even though you do clean them, they never quite look the same.
So here's what I'm actually considering, like, with where I'm at right now. Because the white sneakers I have now are no longer crisp white sneakers. And they haven't been for months and months and months.
Right, they're kind of the off-white.
That's right. So I'm thinking that I should buy a second pair and use the white sneakers that I currently have as kind of like to wear when I want white sneakers. But I also am okay with them getting some dirt on there. But then, like, pull out the crisp sneaks when I want that fresh white look. Why are you laughing at me?
Because you are completely ridiculous.
This is, I am not even joking about
this. This is so much more ridiculous than my eyelashes.
Oh, I completely agree with you. But I'm telling you, you all will know that we won the lottery when you're like, man, Adam sure has worn crisp white sneakers a lot lately. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. That is for sure.
I also like that we just keep talking about winning the lottery and Alaska doesn't have a lottery. So we are SOL,
we're
my
not
friend.
On one of my trips, I could buy a Powerball.
That's true.
Right?
That's true. Mm-hmm.
The Lord can do all things, Sherry. You are limiting what God can do right now by not believing.
Yeah.
He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. He owns the Powerball numbers on 1,000 hills.
All right.
It's in the Message Bible. The next one, I think this is both of us. Maybe me a little bit more.
Yeah.
And this probably is the most minuscule one on our entire list.
And one of our friends actually made fun of us for this.
She was like, you don't ever do that? You guys, we would buy name brand cereal.
Hell yeah, we would. Because right now it's like, what is it? Like the Cinnamon Krispies in like the bag.
Hey, nobody wants Cinnamon
Krispies. Because
it's $2
less than the box.
When you can get Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Nope. We've been having Cinnamon Krispies.
Yeah.
For the last 15 years.
You know what? Here's the thing, though. I mean, they're the same thing, but it's just...
No. This is where I'm going to completely disagree. They are not the same thing. Okay. They are not. And every time I have a bowl, I'm just like, someday. Someday Cinnamon
Toast
Crunch.
They're 97% there.
Yes, but I can taste that 3%, Sherry.
I'm sure you can.
I taste that 3%. Ain't nobody want Ahoy Mateys when what you really want is Captain Crunch.
Well, yeah.
Come on, Sherry.
I know.
Oh,
name brand cereal.
Name brand cereal.
I know.
I look forward to the day when my cereal only comes in boxes, not those giant bags. When my cereal only...
Bougie.
That's right. Say, hey, don't mind me. Just over here buying boxed cereal. Okay, fancy. You and your boxed cereal.
Oh, my God. All right. I think this next one is both of us.
It definitely is.
Fresh flowers always in the house.
Oh my gosh.
We love having fresh flowers, but it's one of those things that it feels like a wasted expense because you do have to replace them every week. Like it just.
Yeah.
And they are expensive and it's, you know, it's just one of the things. It's like when we have fresh flowers, we love it. And we put them in a place in our house that we can both always see it. And it's so great. And like when they die, we're just like, oh,
I know. So I bought you flowers for something probably a week and a half ago ish. Mm-hmm. And they've lasted really well.
Yeah. Some of them we had to take out because they were not looking great.
Took out the roses because that's what roses do.
Yeah. But like the rest of the bouquet is still looking really great.
And we have loved having it in our living room.
Yeah. I love the look of fresh flowers.
That's always been a dream of mine to live in downtown Seattle and go to Pike Place Market and every week buy fresh flowers from those amazing vendors. Mm-hmm. And like that's... that's where, like, our flowers come from. But yes, for sure, fresh flowers always, always in the house.
Yeah.
This next one you came up with, and at first I was like, I don't know. But the more I've thought about it, I'm like, oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. It's subscribing to every streaming service. So, again, like, we do live on a budget, and so there are streaming services that we don't have because we would maybe watch one thing.
Yep.
Or we want it for just this one movie that we know is on there, and that's it. And so we just don't have, like, we have the main ones, and that's about it.
And well, and what we'll do is if there's a show that pops up on one of the other ones, we will cancel one, subscribe to that one, and then cancel that one, then subscribe to another. It's almost like we're moving chess pieces on a board.
Yeah.
To get the network, to get the services that we want to watch the shows we want.
Right, or a lot of them have, like, that 7-day free trial. Oh, and so what if there's, like, a TV show or something, like, we yep. will make sure we binge it in that 7 days and then just cancel it.
Yep.
So we don't actually have to actually subscribe to it because it, I mean, they are expensive and they keep getting more expensive. And so we have a limited few streaming services and I would just want all of them so that it doesn't matter what I feel like watching, it's somewhere.
I love that. Would the same be true for all of the music services? Like, would you want like...
Maybe. I mean, that's probably you more. I don't really listen to a lot of the streaming music. I kind of forget that it's there.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I agree. That's actually a really good one. It's one of those small things. Again, that's kind of the point of this list. It's one of those small things that you don't really think about until it's like, oh, sure wish we had that.
Right. I mean, because, you know, like yearly it comes out to, you know, 40 to 60 bucks a year or whatever, maybe 100, you know, depending on
but when there's 15
service.
Of them.
But when there's 15 of them, that's just, that's a lot of money every year for streaming services. And so, you know, like broken down by month, it's not that much. Like it's, in, you know, an extra $11.99 a month, but it's like, again, 15
yeah.
or however many more, like it's just, it's too much. So,
well, and this stuff is hard. This stuff is hard because if you've, we made a video years ago. I mean, this was probably 5-6 years ago, maybe longer, on like how we travel so much. Cause we get asked that a lot. Like, how in the world do you guys travel so much? And for us, what we've decided with our budget is we want to live big in two areas, travel and generosity. Like, and then, but what that requires is living small in all the other areas.
Mm-hmm.
So realistically, with our current budget, could we get our shirts pressed, get minky eyelashes, subscribe to services, buy cereal? Yes, of course.
Buy cereal.
But, well, not by, you know what I mean? Like buy the box, buy the bougie box cereal. But,
not this bag shit.
That's exactly right. Good job, Sherry. First curse podcast. We should get a scoreboard going.
I think I said hell yeah earlier.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I don't really consider that a curse word. We should do that as a podcast topic.
It was considered a curse word.
I was going to say ranking. Just like top 10, ready, go. No, I'm just kidding. But for us, doing those things isn't consistent with like the value we have. It's like then we would travel one or two times less a year, which sounds like a small thing. But for us, like that's... are that's a bigger value to us.
Right, yeah.
And if you won the lottery or if you didn't have to worry about money, you can all of a sudden live big in lots of areas.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, the next one. This was one I thought of. I was trying to think of how I would change like the normal rhythms of life for us.
Mm-hmm.
I would give myself, give us an extra day of rest and recovery at the beginning of a trip and at the end of a trip.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, and I think probably a lot of you can relate to this, going on trips, you know, you're already taking time off work, which means a lot of times you're not getting paid or you're using vacation or whatever it looks like. And so you're working up till you leave and then you come home and you start working right away.
Right.
Because you're trying to not, like, you need money.
Right. Know? Yep.
And so for me, I would take the day off before a trip because I've noticed, and this doesn't happen a lot, but it has happened to us, that there's kind of the chaos of getting ready in that last day. Because it's like, oh my God, I'm working till 5. Then I got to come home and pack. We got to eat dinner. And then we've got to like be to the airport by not, you know what I mean?
Like, right. Yeah. So, or we packed the day before and then it's just like the last minute, like throwing everything in the bag and just hoping you have everything because you didn't really have time to like think through
and so
what you were packing. Because again, you had to work the day before too. So it's
yeah. And so you start the trip like stressed about, you know, just kind of, oh my God, what did I forget? Did I get anything done? I'm just like, you're exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the trip, there have been a few times that we've been able to have the day off after we get home. And that is so nice because it lets you settle back into home, back into rhythm. But also the reality is that not every trip is horribly relaxing.
Right.
And sometimes you need that moment of breath before you step back into like the race of life.
Yeah.
And so I would say, you know what? Taking an extra day at the beginning, taking an extra day at the end.
Yep. And that's not one that I would have thought of, but it makes a lot of sense. And I think that, yeah, like going into your vacation a little less stressed and coming out of your vacation with time to de-stress before you have to jump back into the chaos of life, I think is great.
I think so too.
Yep.
The next one is both of us, correct?
Yep.
High-end bedding.
The fancy stuff.
Okay.
The high thread count. Yeah. Nice mattresses. Oh, yeah.
There have been multiple times that we have either gone on a cruise or stayed at like a nice, like a high-end resort. And we're like, whoa. And then we get home and it's like, let's look and see how much to buy that exact bed, the exact bed and the exact pillows, everything.
And we're always like, oh, God. I think we'll stick with our Fred Meyer sheets.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Because these were $19.99 and they kind of work. But I would have like high-end bedding.
Yeah.
Because there is just something different. And this is one of those things, I'll be very honest, of everything on the list, this is the one that I actually would like to see us do, like even now, because if you think about the amount of time you spend in your bed and the importance of a good night's sleep, the importance of rest, I just feel like bed and bedding is not something to skimp on.
I agree.
And I think, I think we have historically done that.
Yeah.
We go on Amazon and it's like, well, here's a set for $39.99. That'll work.
Yeah. Like we just, honestly, we look at it by price.
Oh, completely.
And when, you know, anything over $50 is like, nope, can't spend that on bedding. It's just bedding.
It's but just like, bedding.
We really probably should.
I completely agree. Yep. So high-end bedding, that would be one. Next one, Sherry Beth, you're a big believer in this.
Oh, yeah. The full vehicle detail twice a year.
Oh, my gosh.
We are both really bad about this, and we got, like, Groupons last year?
Last year. It was last year.
And we had each of our cars done, and we were both like, okay, this just really needs to be, like, a thing, because it was so nice. Like, I keep my car pretty clean anyway, but there was just something about having it fully detailed that I was like, whoa. I mean, we both have old cars. They're both 2009, and, like, it just, you know, having it fully worked over was so nice. Like, just getting in it, it just felt clean.
The smell,
it just, it was so nice.
And I think because, and we noticed this with our carpets here in Alaska as well. Mm-hmm. There's so much of the year where it's like, it's snowy, so you're tracking in water and dirt. And then it's like summertime. And so like there's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I just feel like, so originally when I made this list, I had once a year. And I was like, you know what? Honestly, I think living in Alaska.
I think twice a year.
I think it's a twice a year thing.
Spring and fall.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
that after the gross of winter snow and ice and everything you're tracking into your car, get that all cleaned out. After the mud and the sand and whatever from summer.
Yep.
Get that all cleaned out.
Yep. I agree. Twice a year.
Yeah.
And again, here's the funny thing. That, so I think it was about $200-ish per vehicle. So $400 for two vehicles. So we're talking $800 to do that. That's not a ton.
That's not a ton of money. But again, like, it's just one of those things that we just feel like is just a luxury that we shouldn't
That's do. Half of a vacation.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, geez Louise. Okay. So the next one, I think, is one that we both would really enjoy.
Absolutely.
It's the best seats at Broadway shows or concerts.
Yes. And so right now, like, we are subscribers to our Broadway stuff and to our music shows and all that kind of stuff. But we do pick our seats based on price because they get real expensive real quick. And so we don't ever sit in the center. On the floor.
Yep.
We'd sit off to the side, up, because they're cheaper. And there is, you know, those center seats are more expensive for a reason.
That's exactly right. Yep.
Because everybody wants them because they're the best seats.
And this is the dilemma. Actually, this is a good example of this. The dilemma that we run into, and this is, it's not just us. I know many of you as well, is that it's like, okay, if we were to buy the center seats, we could go to two of the Broadway shows a year.
Mm-hmm.
If we buy off to the side, back a little bit, partially obstructed view, we can go see every show.
Yeah.
That's the dilemma.
And that's our choice right now. And so, like, because it is expensive. And so we want to support the arts and we love going to those. And so we will continue to subscribe to these things. But it's still like, man, we can't do the center floor seats.
Oh, I need to buy more Powerball tickets. That's my takeaway from this podcast so far, is that I do not buy enough Powerball tickets.
Or we need to make really good friends with really rich people.
Dang it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it.
I know.
That's probably the answer.
And they'll just like leave us half their estate in their will.
Inheritance richness?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the dream.
Yeah.
So the next one, this first one is all you, but then I kind of have tacked my own little thing onto the end of it.
Yeah.
What do you got?
I would get my hair done and or touched up every 4 weeks.
Okay.
Right now it's every 6 to 8, and well, currently it's been a lot longer for different circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I hate having roots. I hate being able to see my little gray hairs that are popping out.
What? You don't have any of those.
I have 3 that I'm not impressed with.
Wait, hold on. Whoa. You have 3 gray hairs?
Yeah.
That's it. 3 gray hairs.
Yeah.
Please continue. I'm gonna go make myself a very strong cocktail. But go ahead.
You are a lot older than me, sir.
Okay, one. Hold on. A lot older than you. I am 18 months older than you. And see all these gray hairs?
No, I know.
Do you know who I'm married to? Sorry.
Rude.
Please
continue. But I have 3 gray hairs that I am not impressed with, and if I could just keep them covered up, that would be fantastic.
Yeah.
But again, it's that cost. It's expensive, and it's hard to do every 6 to 8 weeks, honestly. And so if we didn't have to worry about cost, I would do it every 4.
Just kind of have that.
Just maintain.
Just have that standing appointment. It's like I'm going in once a month, and it's getting done.
Yep.
Never gets to the point where it's like, oh, I need to have this done.
Right.
Yeah,
like,
I love that.
I really, really need to make an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
Am I moving on to the next one, too?
Yeah, I'd say go to...
pointing?
I'm pointing. I'm going to jump down to that one because it's so similar.
I would have a standing appointment for my nails as well.
So basically, hair and nails.
Hair and nails and eyelashes.
Hair, nails, eyelashes. Yeah.
Standing appointments.
Oh.
Yeah. At whatever, like, lowest time difference, the space between appointments I could get.
You're drunk.
I'm not drunk. I just can't. My brain is... No, thank you. But yeah, standing appointments for nails. I don't do my nails often, but I think that if money was no object, I do love getting my nails done, and I love having my nails done and having different colors and stuff. And so, I would just go get it done constantly.
Gosh.
Probably every week or 2.
The maintaining. Yeah, and then the last one on our list is actually one for me that's very similar.
Yeah.
So this last week I went and got my beard trimmed, got my hair cut, and normally what I do is I wait until it's needed or past needed.
Until you have your cute little curls.
Yeah, until my hair starts to curl, which Sherry loves, I hate. and then I go in and get it done.
Yeah.
And I would do the exact same thing. I would basically, for my beard, every other week.
Yeah.
Because I love just the cleanliness of the lines they do when it gets done professionally.
And that kind of stuff.
Eyebrows, all of that. Just standing appointment for things rather than like, oh God, it really needs to be done.
Or we're going on a trip and I look terrible. It just needs to be fixed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that's good. Now, one of the places this podcast idea came from, so last night we went for my birthday to Double Muskie, which is... In our opinion, do we agree?
I would think so.
Best restaurant in Alaska.
Yeah,
it's amazing. It's not cheap.
It's the best atmosphere. The owner is phenomenal. He's great.
Just everything about it.
Yeah,
we've never had a bad experience.
Nope.
And while we were there, we were talking about how much we enjoy going, but like again, the cost.
Yeah.
And we were saying that what we should do is, you know, here in Alaska, we get our permanent fund dividend, which is the check every Alaskan gets from the state each year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some people use that for college tuition. Some people use it for just lots of different things. Travel. Ours just doesn't really go to anything specific every year.
Mm-hmm.
And I told Sherry, we should, every year with our PFD, start a new tradition where we buy like a $500 gift card to Double Muskie. And then just use off of that all year long.
Yeah.
Because
whenever we want a nice date night.
because it is always so good and we have so much fun, but there are so many times that we've wanted to go, but it's like, oh, this is gonna be $100.
Or more.
Or yeah, more, honestly.
It's usually more than that.
Definitely more than that.
And the entrees are 50 to 60 if you get an appetizer, if you get a drink.
Adds up quick.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's those kind of things that it's like, oh, I'd love to do that, but it's not really in the budget.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what all of these things are.
Yeah.
They're things that either make life easier or things that we would just enjoy or things that we like having done that aren't necessarily opulent. Like none of the things on our list is like, oh, I'd buy a new jet.
Right.
Right. It's like,
no. Nope. Wouldn't even like buy a new house. Like, I don't.
I don't know.
Right.
Here's what I know. I'd be buying boxed cereal.
Yeah.
I'm buying Cinnamon Toast Crunch, not Cinnamon Crunchies.
Name brand Lucky Charms.
100%. Not Marshmallow Mateys. Get out of here, you marshmallow. Marshmallow Mateys, you'll never have my business again. Oh my gosh. So here's what I want to know, you guys. Are there things that you would have on your list? Small things you would do.
Mm-hmm.
Little luxuries.
Yeah.
If money was no object.
Yeah.
And we want to know. So head over to Leg Life Podcast on YouTube. Go to YouTube, search Leg Life Podcast. If you are listening to this on Apple or Spotify or iHeart or wherever it is. And then find this video for this podcast topic and let us know in the comments over there. What would be on your list? Is there anything we missed? Is there something that we said that you're like, oh, yep, me too.
Yeah.
Are you currently Team Marshmallow Matey and someday you'll be Team No More Marshmallow Matey?
Team Lucky Charms.
Team Bougie Charms.
Bougie Charms.
That's what I'm going to call them. Do I have permission to call them Bougie
Charms? Box.
Bougie boxed cereal. Friends, we love you so much. Man. And we will see you next week on the Lego Podcast.
Bye. Bye.